Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were mixed today. We were higher in corn, up 1¾ cents in the December corn, 3.77¼, roughly a nickel off of the low from earlier this morning, and about a penny off the high. Bean futures down 5¼ cents in November, at right at $9. You know, that $9 is a critical support level here. We went as low as 8.97¼, but couldn't close down there. So as long as it stays above $9, there will be people that that continue to talk the bull camp. Below that, you're going to start to see some long liquidation. Of course, hedge funds, which have been they're a little bit long, and now they're back to a little bit short after today. It's probably going to be about 45 to 50 million bushels short. Yesterday's estimate was long 10 million bushels. So that continues to go back and forth. Hedge funds are long corn, 390 million bushels, and then short a little bit of wheat, about 125 million bushels of wheat. Now, wheat was down pretty hard today, down 8¼ cents in the December Chicago at 494¼. Kansas City December down 11 at 485¼. So both of those going down pretty hard today. They were kind of the leader. Both of them back below the $5 level, which will probably extend some of that short position there for the hedge funds.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were a little bit bullish for wheat. We had a number of 460,400 metric tons. The estimates were 250 to 450, so it was a little bit above the high end of the estimates. The number last week was 288, so nearly double what we were. Well, about a little less than double what we were last week. Corn, right in the middle of the range at 598,000. We're expecting 450 to 650. And then beans, another big number, but in the range, 1.476 billion bushels. Informa latest planted acre number for corn was 90.8 million acres, up from last year's 88.4. Soybeans for 2016, 83.9 million acres, and 15 it was 83.2. So that's an increase for corn and beans. Wheat was a little bit of a drop for 16, down to 54 million acres, where in 15 it was 54.6. All acres, including cotton and other grains, are in 2016 323 million acres. In 15, it was 322.4, so a little bit higher than last year. In 2014, it was 324.2. Yields to 2016, corn yield 168.9, where in 15, it was 168. Bean yields dropped a little bit down to 46.2, where in 15, it was 47.2.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, October live cattle were up $3.05 at $136 even. The December contract was up $3.05 as well at $139.60. October feeders were up $3.70 at $193.47. November up $3.95 at $189.85. December lean hogs were down $1.32 at $65.50. And in the grain markets, Kansas City December wheat finished down 12 and three quarter cents at 483 and a half. Chicago December corn was down 1 1/4 cents on the day at 376 and three quarters. And November soybeans were down 7 cents at 898 and one quarter. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.